Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, if you grow your own, you may have noticed that seeds for growing many plants and vegetables, they've just not been available over the past few weeks. There's a bit of a scarcity going on. And yes, yes, indeed, it is Brexit related, as Suzanne Campbell has been finding out. Suzanne, good morning. You've had a busy week of it. You've been chatting to different people. So why can't we get seeds?
Good morning, Damien. Yes, I have. And, you know, this has kind of affected me as well, and I suppose many of our listeners, because I think particularly in the first lockdown and onwards from that, many people planted seeds. Many people grew veg at home. I grew really new stuff like chilies. I grew kale for the first time, and I loved growing. When I went to buy my seed in recent weeks, I found so many categories on the Irish online seed companies saying sold out or unavailable. And I'm seeing this and hearing this from many people, especially on social media as well, and sadly from growers in the UK who are saying we just cannot supply to Europe anymore. We're really, really sorry, but the costs and the certifications are making it really, really difficult. One of the difficulties is phytosanitary certification, which means that because Britain is now, or the UK is now, considered a third country, seeds and imports from there have to be assessed for disease. And this phytosanitary inspection is costly. It causes transport delays. And that has really, really affected seed sales here. I mean, gardening seeds and vegetable seeds can be now sourced in Holland and France and elsewhere. But this does mean extra transport costs. You know, the UK had a really thriving veg sector. They're a company, or they're a country, particularly England, of gardeners and growers, a climate very similar to ours. And it's affected agriculture and horticulture in particular as well. So I talked this week to John Dunn. Now, he works for Gold Crop in Cork. It's a big seed company. They provide Irish seed for agriculture from both the EU and the UK, well, formerly. He outlined to me what's happened since January, particularly in regard to seed potatoes, which has become a big issue.
On the 1st of January, in EU's eyes, the UK became a third country. So for any seeds to come into the country from the UK, they must pass extra restrictions, such as they need a phytosanitary certificate, which basically proves that they're free from damaging diseases and things that we don't want. And in the case of two particular species, there has been an outright ban on seeds entering the EU from the UK. So those two species are potato family and members of the allium family. So alliums are leeks, onions. And every year, Irish growers used to import 5,000 to 6,000 tons of seed potatoes from Scotland, because Scotland, as a country, is specialised in seed potato production. So in the case of two crops, there has been a complete stop. And in the case of the rest of the crops, there has been extra barriers in terms of legislation, paperwork, and even transport. Transport has become slower and more difficult and more expensive. So that's the effect that has kicked in since the 1st of January.
In the case of seed potatoes, it's my understanding that buyers in Ireland brought them in before January the 1st. But what's going to be the onwards situation with that trade, and where will we get seed potatoes from?
That's a bit of an unknown at the moment, Suzanne, in terms of the future supply of seed potatoes. Now, we can source seed potatoes from other countries such as Holland, maybe France, but there are diseases that are present in those countries, such as brown rot, which is something you really don't want as a potato growing country. And there's other diseases as well, other virus diseases. So importing seed potatoes from the other countries is not straightforward, and even access to the correct varieties for the Irish market is not straightforward. So look, I suppose on the one hand, it's a problem. On the other hand, it perhaps creates an opportunity for Irish potato growers and the potato industry to produce more Irish seed potatoes, which we were perfectly able to do.
Donegal is the home traditionally of seed potatoes in Ireland. Now, it would require a massive scaling up of seed potato production in Ireland to meet that gap since the ban. But as John points out, the EU options aren't perfect. This problem with not being able to get seed from the UK is particularly to do with varieties, and varieties that we shared with English and Scottish and Welsh growers that were suitable to both our climates. You often cannot find those varieties necessarily in Europe. One opportunity becoming plain to see is in organic vegetables. So Brexit has stalled their sales to Ireland. We're seeing empty supermarket shelves as a result, both in some conventional veg and also organic. I talked to Emmett Dunn, who farms near Durrow in County Leash. He grows commercial veg and organic, both for supermarkets and for local consumers, with a farm shop and a box scheme. He has 330 acres in organic production under a different rotations of crops. Carrots are his main crops, and he also imports organic carrots to fill large supermarket orders.
Since January, issues arising from Brexit since January 1st actually have been trying to get produce out of Scotland, the UK or England due to customs clearance, phytosanitary certs. Even transport at the moment has been held up and it's causing huge delays on product coming in from the UK. Carrots are predominantly our biggest crop and we haven't had any loads out of the UK in 2 weeks now. So much so that we've actually reverted to one of the suppliers that we normally use later in the season out of Italy. So in the next few days, we'll have produce coming up from Italy.
Is there an opportunity here for Irish growers as well to fill some of those gaps where we were buying from the UK?
Absolutely, yes. In Ireland, like I work alongside 11, 12 other growers who are absolutely passionate about what they do. They grow absolutely fantastic products. Now, while it's in a small scale, it's the best produce that you could buy. It's local, low food miles, things like that. There is new opportunities out there for them to supply to supermarkets. Also, there's opportunities for organic plant raising. In Ireland, we used to predominantly get all our plants raised in the UK. There's an opportunity for somebody or a business to propagate plugs, brassica plugs in Ireland organically. Brexit has caused problems, but has also given opportunity.
We know that early in the pandemic, Damien, and we covered this in the programme before, the demand for local and organic veg increased exponentially. People connected with local farmers more. They began buying box schemes at pickup depots and farms and different schemes set up all over the country. And the surprising thing is, in a way, and this was even when retail very much opened up back to its normal degree in the stages that it did, that demand has really continued. And many farms, in organics particularly, are, you know, looking at demand increasing or demand overshooting supply in, you know, levels of 30 to 40%, particularly in some vegetables. Again, since Brexit, it seems to be an opportunity for Irish growers. I asked Grace Maher of the Irish Organic Association about this. She's working with 11 farms and seeing those problems with UK imports again as an opportunity for farmers here.
There is a growing market for organic horticulture crops in Ireland. And last year, Bourbia, in their market research, recorded a 38% growth in sales of organic fruit and vegetables in Ireland in the major retailers. And in the Irish Organic Association, from our experience, we work with a wide range of growers. So we would work with growers who supply every aspect of the retail chain. And in particular, our experience, we're the lead partner in a European Innovation Partnership project, which is called MOPS, which stands for Maximising Organic Production Systems. We work very closely with 11 organic growers across the country. Collectively, these farms would supply into supermarkets, they would supply into catering outlets, independent shops, and they would also deal directly to consumers. And one of the central aims of MOPS is to reduce the level of imports in organic horticulture and essentially to shorten the supply chain from the farm direct to the retail market, whatever that retail market is. And critically, the aim is to really increase supply of organic produce to the domestic market. Overall, we're seeing an increase in demand for between 30 to 40% for organic fruit and vegetables across Ireland, across these MOPS farms. People want local supply. They want to go into the supermarkets now and look for Irish potatoes, carrots, parsnips, swedes. They want all of these to be supplied locally, food that's produced sustainably and protects biodiversity. We really could supply so much more produce. And as again, as part of the MOPS project, we've kind of gone beyond the 11 growers to look at other organic farmers who may be interested in growing specific crops just solely to meet this growing demand. And that is a positive news story. It's what customers want and that's what farmers are willing to give them.
OK, that's Grace Maher there speaking to Suzanne. Suzanne, thanks a million for that report.